my teeth were, you know, all broken off of the gum. So I was chewing with my tongue, pushing food at the roof of my mouth. So having all of this was a totally new feeling.
Welcome to Dental Implant Talk, Stories of Real Patients. My name's Emily. I am a smile maker at Nuvia Dental Implant Center. And today we're bringing you stories from real dental implant patients who have undergone their own smile transformations. It's also important to keep in mind that the patient experience will differ in each individual case. Therefore, the results also vary. So I know a frequently asked question people have when considering dental implants is, what does it feel like to have new teeth? So that's why today I wanted to ask you all, how did your new teeth feel? Did they feel like your natural teeth? Was there an adjustment period? What did that look like for you?
I'll go first. So I only got the top arch. And I will say, because I did not have teeth that were stable at all in the front or even in the back, it was very different for me to actually have like something in there everywhere. You know, I don't know how else to explain it. It's like, I've got all these things inside of my mouth now that I can actually do something with, but I don't really know what to do with them. So, in my head at first, honestly, like, I thought of it as a contraption inside of my mouth that was there to help me eat. But I had to learn how to talk with it as well. But it was just some way I had to tell my brain, like, this is inside of your mouth to help you. And so you've just got to get used to it. But after a while, you just talk, talk, talk. I talked everybody to sleep. I read, I sang, I did all kinds of things just to get used to it. And then, of course, with the food, start slow. That's why I just had to start slow, easy, and then small bites. And then after a while, you just don't even think anything of it. It just happens. Now it's part of me.
Yep. I had both my upper and lower arches done at the same time. And I hadn't had chompers for quite a while. I had bridges, and my kids would sing, "Mama's bridges falling down, falling down." So for me and my tongue, it was fascinated with all of these teeth. I'd never seen or felt so many teeth. So it kept getting in the way. And it took probably a couple of weeks before I would consistently bite my tongue. And talking, learning how to talk with all the teeth in your mouth, you got a lot of them and they sure are pretty. But yeah, singing helped me. But yeah, it was an adjustment period for about a month for me, I think.
If you're a listener, you may be wondering if you're eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours like these patients. So make sure to take our 60-second quiz in the description below.
It was different. It's unfamiliar at first. And it's a learning curve. And it's just, I don't know, it's a prosthesis. It's not your natural teeth. It doesn't feel like your natural teeth. It feels more like, you know, like a prosthesis. But then as time moves on, your brain starts learning, okay, this is where my teeth are. Because before I didn't have any teeth. My teeth were, you know, all broken off of the gum. So I was chewing with my tongue, pushing food at the roof of my mouth. So having all of this was a totally new feeling. And it's an adaptation. You just have to keep practicing. You bite your lip a few times. You bite your tongue a few times. But eventually your brain, it teaches itself. You teach yourself, you know, like subconsciously, I guess. And then it starts to feel normal. I would say after about 3 to 4 months, like all the sensations and things, like I could start feeling where the food was in my mouth. I could feel how hard I was biting and where I was biting. You know, I could bite at the front of the teeth easier. It just takes practice. And it's not that it's real difficult. It's just new. And it's unfamiliar.
I think for some of us, like for me, I think it took about 2 weeks to get used to these. And what I tell folks is I didn't have to think about it. It wasn't a conscious thought. It just happened over time. And I agree with Sean. All of a sudden, our mouths are put into a place they've never been. And so I think one of the struggles for a lot of folks is they've been so fearful about the whole process that once they get their new teeth, all they know in response to that is more anxiety, more fear, what's going to happen next. And the reality is, at least my reality was, these teeth just took care of themselves. And quickly, my brain no longer made me pause to think about it. And I was able to enjoy it. And I think that was a real blessing.
Well, I agree. After a while, I mean, there's nothing like feeling a whole set of teeth in your mouth, right? After not being able to have them, it feels really good to have a whole set of teeth that are not only beautiful, but functional.
I've been in the situation where I was chewing and I couldn't chew it well enough. And I was so afraid I was going to choke. With these babies, they chomp it down and you can still taste. People say whenever you have dentures and stuff, this thing is, it's that wide. All your taste buds and stuff are prevalent. So I don't even think about it. So I think that was is a big deal, is being able to taste and not having to think, and just you're still living life.
Yeah,
you're not changing anything. It's like, okay, now that I have bad knees, I have to use a cane and stuff. No, you don't have to do anything. You just go in, you wake up, you come back the next day, you have teeth, then you go live your life. And the whole time, people are calling you. People are sending you letters. People are asking if you're okay. You know, and Uvia found a solution to my problem. And that's all I wanted.
To experience more life-changing stories from real dental implant patients, be sure to subscribe and gain access to our latest episodes on your preferred podcasting platform. And to connect directly with these patients and other Nuvia patients, join our exclusive SmileMaker Facebook group in the description below.